good evening. Welcome back to another episode, another edition with your boy, Joey Fresh. Yes to death, ladies and gentlemen. It's an honor to have each and every one of you back on the air, right in the palm of your hands, and I'm happy to be back. So today's segment, I know it's coming a little day after as planned it, but, you know, certain things happened last night, kept me longer than anticipated, but I'm here, dropping a new segment, a new episode tonight. And then basically just re-engineered and just do a little update real quick. Thank you so much for my amazing pal, Joel, for jumping on the air and talking about his amazing journey, for getting his sports. Today, I actually went out to one of his football games and he ended up winning. Is that even a word? End up winning. So they're called the Gunslingers. And he's doing phenomenal. He stopped 2 passes, almost got an interception. So shout out to him. I really appreciate all the hard work he's doing and dedication. He is going to make an NFL one day, and I promise you that. As well, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to tell you one thing and one thing only. If you haven't jumped on the stocks, jump on it now. A small amount will go a long term. Don't think about the big amount. Think about the small amount. If it's $25, $15, $10, or $5, do over time, will still generate some profit. Now think again. When you put small, you will receive small. If you put big, then you will retain big. But if you don't start, you don't know how much you're gonna start making. That being said, follow one of the episodes I'm about to say that says share the wealth. You'll understand what I'm talking about. And ladies and gentlemen, as well, before I get into the segment that I'm dropping today that just came to me, I would love for those who take their time to support your boy, Joey Fresh. You know, help this platform, help this amazing broadcast by donating a dollar, maybe 5 or 10, to this that helps me to develop and save to get the equipment and soon to have live amazing streams. But for that, I need you guys help and support, and I thank you guys so much for staying tuned and listening to my broadcast. It means a lot, and my numbers have been increasing within these couple of days. A lot of people have been jumping on, so I want to thank you from the bottom of my heart for those who take their time out today to listen to your boy Joey Fresh. And today starts by vacation. So I'm going to be leaving to California within the next 12 hours. I'm super excited. And hopefully when I'm in Cali, I could maybe get somebody on air. We'll see how it goes. So with that being said, stay tuned for the next episode. Should be dropping in a couple of days. So today's segment, ladies and gentlemen, let's jump right in it. Today's segment. You know what? I really been thinking about this so much, right? And have you ever put yourself in a scenario to understand that you observe your surroundings, right? You give your time, right? Your precious time. You give your time, but not to receive some of your time back. It's like basically taking it for granted, right? Taking it for granted. So when you observe and you know that you're always grinding, putting your time into your workplace, into your relationship, into socializing, right? Socializing with friends. And but you understand, ladies and gentlemen, that when you give your time and energy to those that you feel more appealing to receive, right? Don't you expect the same gratitude that you give to them? So as I speak on this, ladies and gentlemen, understand that it is crucial on you taking initiative how you manage your energy. Man, that hit me. manage your energy. And when I talk about that, right, when I talk about managing your energy, understand this. When you basically, let's say for instance, right, you go to this amazing bar all the time, right? You go to this amazing bar all the time. And you're a regular, right? So you're a regular and you end up always tipping the bartender, right? Tipping the bartender, letting the bartender know, like, hey, I love how you make my drinks pretty fast. You're amazing. And, you know, always being there constantly within the whole time frame, right? So building a relationship with the bartender, right? Building a relationship with the bartender and, you know, expected that you are throwing energy over there. It's time, money, energy. Time, money, energy. Time, money, energy, right? So let's say, for instance, you're like, well, I'm off tomorrow. I'm going to go, right? But you feel like you have invested so much time and money that maybe once at that certain day and that certain moment, right, you are pushed behind the line, right? The bar could be pretty bumping and you're like, well, you know, I'm here a regular. I've devoted myself here within months, built a relationship with the bartender as an example that I'm kind of displaying on this, right? And on that note, you're not feeling appreciated on what you have been doing multiple and creating a relationship with that person. Remember, when you invest your time, you're taking time out of you that could be more productive, more appealing somewhere else that you will feel more gratitude. And that being said, ladies and gentlemen, and the reason why I'm talking about this tonight is because I've learned that sometimes my energy is not being appreciated. You know, and I'll tell you this. I've learned that I spent XYZ on my haircut, but I don't get the courtesy to say, hey, let's, especially tip-wise, let's make sure that I could fit you in, right? So I'll pay that extra $10, $20, maybe $30, right? To make sure, remember me for the next time that I may need, you know, to slide me in or to adjust somebody else. But, you know, you understand their observation. You understand what they do as well for their job, right? But if they're not working with you, then you understand what that energy is coming from. Basically, they're not, you're just another client. Then basically, you know how people have like their top clients and then the regular clients, and then I don't want to deal with those kind of clients. I look at that meter, right? How you invest that you want to be on the top, right? Because you always project out that energy. Like, yes, you know what? I may need something. I need you to fit me into a slot today. Right? It's the same thing for ladies. You know how you will spend so much on your hair and your nails that you will prefer to try to be on the top five list that, you know, you have plans for tonight and you want to basically get your things done within a time frame. And your time frame is so small, right? Ladies and gentlemen, remember, our time is very limited throughout the day. It depends. It really depends on the person that has a busy schedule or not busy schedule. You know, for me, ladies and gentlemen, my schedule, man, I wish there was two of me sometimes. I wish there was two of me. Because I wake up sometimes, like, I got to hit the gym. After the gym, I got to come take out my dog. After my dog, I got to look at my stocks. I have to look at my stocks. See what type of scripture, what type of literature I'm going to read. And so I'm building, and then also motivation, always feeding the mind. Then go into one of my jobs, right? Or maybe planning one of my jobs. So I'm, and then before you know it, I come back and rewind and see what I'm going to basically do for that. And then at the end, I look and say, you know what? That's one of my days. Then I got to figure out what I'm going to do the next day. And then so my time is very limited, right? So I always try to plan out what I'm going to do that day. And like, if it doesn't work, I'm like, I try to make some adjustments. But that being said, ladies and gentlemen, you see that you adjust your energy in that time slot, right? And the reason why I'm talking about that today, ladies and gentlemen, is that you have to take value and ownership of what you spent your time at to receive the gratification and appreciation that you deserve. Ladies and gentlemen, understand that one more thing, right? One more thing, ladies and gentlemen. Your time is precious. And it's up to you to manage it and to see where you project it out. Observe your surroundings, ladies and gentlemen. Observe your surroundings and apply where it needs to go. And I've learned that. I learned applying certain energies that basically helped me grow my growth in my profits, because I made sacrifice decisions that basically transitioned my energy to more of my stocks or to more of my results. Ladies and gentlemen, I already down by 30 pounds, right? Within like 2 months. But that being said, I put energy that needs to go. That I know that I'm going to get that gratification. I'm going to get that amazing benefit out of it. So ladies and gentlemen, think about it. It's the same thing. When you put your soul into it, like in your job, you want a promotion. Understand that, ladies and gentlemen. Put that energy to work. Put that energy to work. And have the belief and confidence that what you put that energy in, you know that's going to come back to you. All that hard work is going to definitely pay up for it. You know, sometimes you put your energy in something that you feel that's going to happen. You feel there's something good's going to be out of it, ladies and gentlemen. But it's sometimes that you feel like it's not. As much as effort and as much as you believe, but you have to let it go. There's nothing could basically hold on no more, because it's draining you. There's only such much charge your body needs to understand at that moment and at that time, you will have to let it go and move forward. Always moving forward. Prosper, ladies and gentlemen. Prosper ahead. Don't reflect from the back of the past. Because you would never charge a broken battery if a broken battery is not willing to fix itself. How can you fix a broken battery? Replace it with a battery that's willing to charge and basically provide. You don't have phones without any energy, do you? Do you charge your cell phone at night? Understand, that right there is a perfect example. You need your cell phone and you have a main source in your room or in your vehicle that basically generates energy to your device that you need and that you know you're going to get a satisfaction out of it, a guaranteed purpose for that device. And how frustrating and upsetting do you get when your phone does not turn back on after you charged it or the battery could have broke, or there's certain things that can happen to our cell phone, right? Then it neglected you, and then it basically took your energy away. And how upset was that? So, ladies and gentlemen, understand that your energy is the most valid point of your body. And you need to manage it. You need to start jumping some hurdles and understand that there are certain things that you have in your path that you just have to let go and move forward. You know, there's certain things that it's one chapter done, a next chapter ready to be written. And I've learned a path has obstacles and holes on its course, because on those different terrains, it's going to basically help and develop you and make you really understand your ability to observe your surroundings. If you're not willing to go through that path of different changes, you are going to be afraid for the things to be heading to you. So don't let nobody take your energy away from you. Be value. Be understanding to yourself, ladies and gentlemen. As I talk to you tonight, and just to let you know, have that with you to benefit you. Because you will not get your energy back if someone's not willing to charge you up. And I learned that, you know, I go to get a haircut, right? And I talked about it 2 weeks, and I said, let's do this time slot. And unfortunately, the time slot was not available. Let's do it later. To me, I felt later I got to jump on a plane to my destination. So now I got to make some other sacrifices and alter my time to get things I need to get done. So you have to understand that, ladies and gentlemen, that you, when you invest your energy, that basically you figure that it will benefit you in the long run, but not end up working the best way you figure. It's time to move forward. It's time to move on. And I'm basically going to move on. You know, as much as I love that haircut, but there are certain things in life you have to understand. You have to take the appreciation, and you have to have that confidence in somebody that's willing to spend their time with you as you give your time to them. Because you will be drained like a raisin, and you would not be plumbish back with energy, as you will sacrifice your time to go out, but then again, don't receive back. So understand that. Manage your energy, ladies and gentlemen. And this right here is a good proper tool to help you to be successful. Because you will have to, if you have a job and you're trying to open up a business or anything in that XYZ, you have to manage your time and manage your energy and manage your money. I manage my money for this trip, knowing that I'm still getting paid on this trip and still having money, because I learned as well, you have to give up of being scared of money. Don't let money fear you. Like, I have 500, I have 1,000, 2,000, 2,000. Is that enough? Is that enough? Well, stop worrying and have fun. If you're going on a vacation, if you feel like you're already mid-class, financially fit, then don't worry about Mr. Washington, Mr. Lincoln, and XYZ and the other presidents. But listen, I caught myself today. Right? I am pretty financially fit when I go on my trip, but I feel like I'm not. So break that leash and break that chain to understand you have to take that initiative to yourself, that you believe in yourself. You saved this money for this trip. You save, and then basically you have money in certain places. So you always want to understand that you have, you're financially stable. And I wanted to share that, ladies and gentlemen, because sometimes, as you know, we get stuck on being fear about money. Do we have enough money to go out? Do we have enough money to, you know, go to a certain event, a festival, right? Spending time with friends, right? So you have to understand that when you feel comfortable and where you're at in life, that you're financially fit, stop worrying about money. You could be coming up from poverty and that you've been a really mentally drained deep in how money scares you. But let's take that out of the mindset and throw it, and let's focus on duplicating and making it more profitable for you. Take the leashes off, ladies and gentlemen. Focus on your energy, focus on your time, and focus on your money. The big three I'm about to drop here tonight. If you don't feel like this is value to you, and understand that sometimes that we have to be straight and firm with you on certain things that we kind of neglect and forgot, then I ask you, stop listening to me. I'm sharing the most important things that I'm going through to show you what you could basically apply in your life. I'm not saying take all of it, but I'm saying small doses that you could apply that could change your life within a week, a month, or maybe a year. Do not know, but this is information I felt that could be very beneficial to you as a listener that takes its time to listen to me from start to end. And I thank you so much. I really appreciate you a lot. As I pray for you with many blessings and success, that one day I will love to meet you and say, well, let me phrase that you will see me in person one day out and about and stop me and say, that episode changed my life. I know it will. I know that will happen, and I will talk about that soon on my broadcast. But ladies and gentlemen, as I end the night, as I start my journey on my vacation to California, I want to say thank you again. And before I go, I just want to let you know, help the platform if any way as form you can, by $1, $5, or $10, by supporting this broadcast, the Joey Fresh Show. Because you bring new content for me to go out there and gather new entrepreneurs here locally that will help you develop any kind of learning skills, any kind of business skills, financial skills, relationship skills. I'm not no doctor, I'm not no financial aid, but I'm a person that sees beneficial that will definitely help those that take their time to listen, as I did today. And I want to wish you a wonderful evening.